Good morning, everybody. We'd like to call the meeting to order, please. Debbie, could you please do the roll call?
Debbie Berry.
Here.
Bruce Rinker.
Here.
Dan Moore.
Here.
Three members are present, which constitutes a quorum.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, do we have a motion to approve, or I see amend, the minutes from the previous meeting? What are those comments, or?
I'll move to amend, and we probably should put on the record what the change is. Do it for amend.
Second.
What is that?
Specific.
Amendments?
They're not amended. The minutes?
They're not, or they?
They are not.
Yeah, I thought they were. Okay, so we're moving to approve.
Just moving to approve.
I withdraw that. Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Financial report, please. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, everyone. Happy holidays. On page one of the financial through November 30th, 2013, a couple things to highlight. Property tax is just a timing difference. One of the things we receive twice a year is our homestead and rollback payment from the state of Ohio. Last year we received that in November. This year we received it in December. So you can see a timing difference we have through the end of November. Nice thing to say, with our new levy that was approved in November, that homestead and rollback has been preserved with the renewal portion. So the 1.8 renewal portion has been preserved for the taxpayers of Cuyahoga County and the Township of Medina County. What that means is $5 million is kept in the pockets of our taxpayers. So that's quite an exciting thing, just to note that real fast. Golf had a good November, still behind though year to date, but as I mentioned last meeting, they're holding their own on the expense side as well. So through November, they're actually operating at a $336,000 surplus of profit through November. Zoo, however, had a little bit of a bad November, down about $77,000 just for the month of November. But year to date, they're still $188,000 above what we expected. In fact, through November, they're already $60,000 above what we estimated for them for the entire year. So they're already ahead of their annual projection for the zoo. Other things that are highlighted on the report are footnoted, position management, we continue, and then some other timing differences on the expenditure side. And overall, we're in good position as we head into our final month.
Any comments? Questions? All right, we'll move to public comments. Marty, how are you today?
I'm fine. Everyone else is all right. For $17,700, you are willing to sell out nearly 100 years' worth of vision and protection inherited from the founders of the Metro Parks. The benefits will go not to the Metro Parks, but to someone whose prior projects have degraded the beauty of the parks, as this will too, towering over the treetops to mar the tree line. This for someone whose outrageous behavior at his last appearance here required that a uniformed ranger intervene. Let me point out that you held the initial prolonged discussions of these deed changes in a secret and illegal executive session before they were revealed to the public. I trust that the commissioners have not been privately updated on these latest changes, which information should be shared first in an open session. I am requesting that after the information is presented today, that you table this item, allowing the public time to speak up. Better yet, a public hearing should be held for something this significant and precedent set. The claimed financial benefits to Fairview Park, if they even occur, are at a cost to all park visitors and taxpayers. The city's tax abatement deny any benefits to the Metro Parks, which will instead be damaged. Mr. Brickman has chosen to alter his project, thereby ending the prior agreement you entered into. That was his choice. There is no reason for you to make further concessions in exchange for a plan with an even greater negative impact. His demands versus your sworn duty. I am sure that $17,000 could be raised publicly and that this would reward the park for not selling out. Please give it a try. Degrading this land is no way to honor the centennial of the Metro Parks. The protections which allow the land to be passed on to you should require you to do the same for future generations. Thank you.
I just would like to say, you know, thank you, Marty, for your comments, but just because you're saying that we had an illegal meeting, I need to speak to that. You know, we have full compliance with the Public Records Act and the Open Meetings Act, and our history demonstrates that. In fact, over the last 3 years, we've shored up our policy, which the board has publicly approved. Today is the public session to discuss the additional request from Abode, and we will have that item on the agenda later today. So rest assured, thank you for your diligence and your stewardship in making sure we comply with our Open Meetings Act, but we are in full compliance with the law. Thank you.
Thank you, Rosa. Appreciate that. All right, let's move on to new business.
Thank you. We have four retiring guests that we would like to honor today, two of which are present in the audience. The very first one is Taya Graham, Senior Visitor Services Specialist and the voice of Cleveland Metro Parks. Taya, if you could please stand. Sam?
Actually, I'd like to introduce Dan Campbell. Dan is our manager of service experiences, and he's been Taya's supervisor. So along with my own congratulations, I'd like to introduce Dan to Steve and congratulate you as well.
Good morning, Commissioners. On behalf of Visitor Services and Special Events Experiences, it's a good day and a sad day that Taya is retiring officially. I've been her manager for a year and a half now, and it's been a joy. She's helped the transition for my growth, and I really appreciate all her time. As Brian mentioned and joked, she's been the voice for the last 15 years at the Metro Park. When you call the on-hold messages, her voice. And then on top of that, over the years, she's taken over 10,000 plus calls and reservations. She's helped book anything from a baptism to wedding to retirement parties and throughout the park district. So year in and year out, the visitor services survey comes back, and she rates very high, and people comment on her directly and call her by name. So I think the park visitors and users will be surprised next year not to have her to call her directly and book with her. But you know, I thank you, and I know everyone else does, and enjoy your time drinking your coffee and quilting.
Anything you'd like to say, Tara?
I think that says it all.
Fantastic. Can you please come on up? On behalf of Judge Anthony J. Russo, the Board of Park Commissioners, we'd like to recognize your service of more than 15 years as the voice of Cleveland Metro Parks with the tremendous amount of work and one of my favorite projects, the cookbook. So congratulations on your retirement and best wishes. The next retiring guest could not be with us this morning. Ed McElhaney from Grounds Maintenance has served more than 18 years in a wide variety of positions. He also served on the CMEA Safety Committee, and we were very appreciative of his services throughout Cleveland Metro Parks. The next employee guest we have is with us this morning. Jeff Olson, animal keeper, has spent more than 30 years with Cleveland Metro Parks. Andy, Jeff?
I'd like to recognize Jeff Colson for the commitment to the Metro Parks he has served. To give some statistics, since Jeff has been working at the zoo, he has experienced more than 27 giraffe births, 21 zebra births, 30 slender horned gazelle births, 9 bantamback births, and he has worked directly with over 50 other zookeepers in the zoo. With that, he has really pushed towards fulfilling the zoo mission and connecting people with wildlife. We'd like to recognize him for that. Personally, I've only been here 3 years, but Jeff and his reputation with the skill sets with giraffes has been nationwide for many, many years. He has served as the Vice President of the American Association of Zookeepers. He has served on several of the committees in the zoo when we were going through expansion and assessing animal welfare. I'd like to applaud and recognize you for your commitment to the excellence in animal welfare at the zoo, Jeff.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Anything you'd like to say beforehand?
Well, it's been a good ride here. I know all the park commissioners have enjoyed tours behind our Africa Barn and that, and there's a lot of good stories, and if you want to hear them, you got to come to Dina's tonight. But thank you very much for your having me here today. So.
Jeff, again, on behalf of Judge Anthony J. Russo, the Board of Park Commissioners, your stewardship of Cleveland Metro Park Zoo will not be forgotten. Parks Pathway Internship Mentor, Zoo Safety Committee, and leadership positions in the American Association of Zoo Keepers. Thank you again for your 30 years of service.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Our last retiring guest could not be with us this morning. Frank Stasek, technician from Rocky River, held more than four different positions with Cleveland Metro Parks in 22 years, doing golf course irrigation work, aeration, ball fields, and most recently he was the technician over at Rocky River. The recommended action honoring the four retiring guests is on the bottom of page 5.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next action item we have is the 2013 budget adjustment number 4. David.
Thanks, Brian. Page 6 has the resolution for our fourth and final budget adjustment of the year. Standard practice this time of the year to make sure everything's in its proper categories. There's actually no increase at all to our budget, just reclassifications from one object account to another. So page 6, midway down, has the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, David. The next action item we have before the commissioners is the operating agreement between Cleveland Metro Parks and the Cleveland Zoological Society. This is a continuation of an agreement that was struck in the previous year. And Gigi and Liz are both here. If you'd like to speak on behalf of it. This year, Gigi and I did not arm wrestle for this.
Thanks, Ryan. Good morning, commissioners. As you know, last year we amended our operating agreement on a temporary basis to reduce the amount of membership dollars that percentage of membership dollars that we paid over to Metro Parks and in addition agreed to an additional 7% above that which was used for specific programs. We don't have the final numbers, we will in January, but we believe that the amount of revenue that is coming to you this year from the Zoo Society will increase, actually I think in here, about $54,000 higher than the previous year and about $30,000 more than was projected as part of this. We are very happy that we have such wonderful partners with Metro Parks and with Chris and the zoo and look forward to even more opportunities to raise money for the zoo next year. So thank you.
This agreement has been in place since 1988, and again, last year was the first year that we had really taken a look at modifying the agreement. I think during the course of this year, as they hire some new staff, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we'll have a much better handle on it and would like to present to the board potentially next year a more longer-term solidified arrangement. So this is kind of the soft landing test to see where things kind of land, and then once we get through that, I think towards the end of the year, we'll sit down and try to solidify this for a more longer-term period.
And arm wrestle.
And arm wrestle. Gigi's tough. The recommended action to amend the operating agreement for calendar year 2014 falls on the middle of page 7.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next action item we have before the commissioners is RFP 5931, the operation of the Rocky River Stables concession. With us this morning, we have Margaret McElhaney. She is in attendance with a number of her. Margaret, anything you'd like to say before we work to approve?
I'm just very happy that we are still here in Met Park and being able to offer our Met Ride lessons to everybody that wants to come down. So I love the Met Parks.
This has been a long-standing concessionaire since 1985. We have tremendous respect for the group that has been managing, maintaining various programming for therapeutic riding, English horseback, horse shows, special events, and tours. They have been a very strong steward and partner with Cleveland Metro Parks. There is an annual remittance of total value over the 3 years of $15,500. Cleveland Metro Parks, as the steward of the buildings, is also investing shy of $100,000 in the roof area for the riding stable, which is at its life expectancy. Recommended action to enter into this agreement, RFP 5931 falls in the middle of page 8.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next action item we have before is the termination of the lease agreement at East 55th Street Marina, the Discovery Dive and Charter Tours. There is actually two, so E and the preceding one, F. A bit of a unique situation, merits a little bit of discussion. Since the takeover of the Lakefront State Parks, where the Metro Parks has maintained wanting to maintain adequate standards, of which we kept close tabs on all of our concession contracts throughout the lakefront. As before the park commissioners, we have decided to self-operate Edgewater, not to any fault of the concessionaire, just we had decided as a business decision to make that happen. This particular arrangement, due to a number of factors that are listed here in the board action item, we have chosen to terminate this concessionaire contract here and enter, we will be self-operating this particular location for the above mentioned reasons.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next action item is the RFP 5933, the operation of the Wildwood Marina concession. This is with the Discovery Dive Tours and Vitus, and I cannot pronounce Vitus's last name. Rose?
Kajuskis.
The owner and operator for the Wildwood Marina. He has had a long-standing history and has received a number of numerous compliments on his service from the dive tours and charter boats and his operation. And Cleveland Metro Parks did maintain and watch the standards throughout there. We made some modifications to some of the building, but there will be a total capital remittance of over $63,000 coming in over the next three-year term. So we are moving the recommended action to enter into the three-year agreement with Discovery Guide and Charter Tours in that term.
Move to approve. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item number G, 2014 workers' compensation, third-party administration. With us this morning, we have Tom Coles and a representative from KKSG. Tom, if you'd like to provide a brief background on the TPA, and then we will...
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm going to allow Christina Anderson, our risk management specialist, to actually do the honors this morning.
Good morning. With us this morning is Mark Fox, account executive of KKSG and Associates. KKSG has been the Park District's workers' comp third-party administrator since 2001. They provide claims management service to minimize cost exposure. They represent Cleveland Metro Parks at workers' compensation hearings, and they provide financial analysis and forecasting for us. Through the efforts of KKSG over the past 2 years, they have achieved rate adjustments and refunds in the amount of approximately $120,000. They work closely with Park District staff to proactively and promptly manage workers' compensation issues. We're asking for a one-year extension on the contract ending 12/31/14 at a cost of $18,500. Thank you.
There are no questions. The recommended action falls into the
middle. Can I ask one question? What is our total workman's comp expense?
2013 premium was $639,000 and change.
Okay. Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
The next action item before the park commissioners is item number H, amendment to the resolution 12-11-203, modification of restrictions with Fairview Park and Abode, modern lifestyle developer in the Rocky River Reservation. I'm going to have Dick kind of tee it up just to show the moving target that Marty eloquently spoke to this morning, what we've been working through and with the city of Fairview Park and the developer.
Dick? And I'm going to recuse myself for the record, so
well, I guess we can do a really quick review of where we started. These parcels that are privately owned adjacent to the Rocky River Reservation, the Cleveland Metro Parks bought the residual property. We retained easements and restrictions on these parcels. One of those restrictions included limitations on what could be built within 20 feet of the edge of the of the top of the slope. So this is the top of the slope that you see. It goes onto Metro Parks Fairview back around.
So the dotted line that's on a developer plan is the 20-foot setback line, if you will, from the top of the slope. And the request from the developer and the city was that the Metro Parks allow some encroachment into that restricted area for, in the case of what's highlighted up here in yellow, these are actually building footprints, so the yellow areas are footprints. The blue areas are upper level balconies, and there's one, I believe, canopy over an entry door. And so that was the request for the waiver. In terms of the what else is built on the property, the height of the structures, all of those things are controlled by the city. We have no control via our restrictions over those, so it's merely the footprint. When the board previously approved these, the footprint was slightly different. The developer acquired an additional piece of property, reconfigured the whole development, so it shifted things around a little bit. And the without the document in front of me, but we've changed the encroachment by a couple of hundred square feet is the difference. So in the overall scheme of things, in evaluating the new proposal versus the previous proposal, you know, staff's conclusion was that the impact from the proposal previously approved by the board in this proposal was negligible in terms of the impact.
Can you describe what you mean by negligible?
Well, in other words, if these, Rose, help me, I don't have the piece in front of me, but I believe our total encroachment now is 800 and some square feet.
And that includes the canopy?
That includes everything. Okay. And previously it was 500 and some square feet. So the difference in 300 square feet plus or minus, given the size and of the mass of the buildings, is not going to make a difference in terms of what's visible from the park, you know, from the park. To the park visitor, there's no difference whether, in essence, whether it's just 500 square feet or 800 square feet from a practical standpoint.
It's 977 square feet.
900, okay.
Yeah.
Versus what was the original?
530.
So it's virtually double.
Right.
We're talking about one aspect, and that's the view shed, correct?
Right.
What about slope stability and those issues? Because my understanding is that this is an area that we've always been sensitive to any impact to the terrain.
We have passed along our experience and our concerns with slope stability issues to both the developer and to the city.
How did we do that?
We've done that.
Can I jump in? In the last board action last November, the board directed us to communicate that to the city of Fairview Park. We did that in, through a letter in May while the changes were being contemplated, so that we sent that in May of 2013. And then recently we received notice of the variance request regarding the revised site plan. So again, written communication went from Metro Parks to.
So I've sent two letters.
That's correct.
We haven't seen them.
I'm sorry?
We have not seen those letters.
We can get you copies. But they articulated the concern regarding the slope stability. They articulated the issues that Dick has just shared with you regarding our experiences at other locations. And concern about whether the development this close to the slope will cause an issue down the road.
I don't understand a lot about the particular slope problems here, but I know with Irish Town Bend, extremely expensive to fix that, and the foundations will destabilize the slope to some degree.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. That's kind of where I'm going. The concern. Is what security do we have against potential impacts? And I get, but before I get to that, the first question is looking at this site now, to be sure the owner has acquired more property and has a right to develop property as zoned. So we're not trying to impact the zoning use itself as much as the configuration. This, I assume, went for the Board of Zoning Appeals in the City of Fairview Park.
This is my representative here from Fairview Park. If you'd like to speak to that.
Yeah, Mayor, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I want to have an understanding of where the Board of Zoning Appeals was focusing its reviews vis-a-vis, because I'm assuming there's city setback issues, and the first question I had is there a front yard setback? Has there been every effort made by the developer to conform to city code in order to meet this footprint, to your knowledge?
My name is Rob Berner with the City of Fairview Park. I'm the Service and Development Director. All of those issues were addressed by both our Planning Commission and our Board of Zoning Appeals. And the Planning Commission did make several recommendations for changes of the site configuration as a result of those very issues. And the new plan that is before you today is a result of those recommendations.
Okay.
And then that plan went before the Board of Zoning Appeals, which actually reduced the number of variances required as a result of those recommendations. So
the Planning Commission, in effect, said the developer make these adjustments, and
yes,
that resulted in less variances requested. What were the variances requested?
There were six different variances. They all dealt with either setbacks or area. The front yard, rear yard, and side yard variances were the first three. The other variance had to do with a strange code in the City of Fairview Park, which only allows for, you cannot build townhouses that are only one bedroom. So that was a
structure that's needed.
Means the irrelevant, right. The other variance dealt with our townhouse code only allows a maximum of 2.5 stories. If you consider building and you look at the idea of 2.5 stories, normally a 3-story building with a townhouse, the first story or the first level is 50% below grade. Since these are all going to be above grade, it's still going to be a 3-story building.